I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. President Joe Biden will pitch his proposed investments in families and education during a stop today in the north suburbs. Biden plans to visit McHenry County College in Crystal Lake. The president's appearance at a community college in a key Illinois swing district is meant to highlight how spending on so-called human infrastructure would boost the economy. McHenry County is a community college with a workforce development program and a child care center. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging Congress to pass federal gun control legislation. WBEZ's Becky Vivi reports.
The city saw another violent holiday weekend with more than 100 people shot. It's part of a national surge in gun violence. And while Lightfoot vowed to do more to stem the violence and support victims and their families, she repeated her calls for national gun control legislation.
Dear God, there's got to be a sense of urgency at the federal level. What more is it going to take? We've seen mass shootings all over the country. We've seen children slaughtered in schools. And yet, we see people in Congress sitting on their hands.
Lightfoot says the flow of illegal guns into Chicago from out of state makes it difficult for police, the courts, and other anti-violence efforts to succeed here. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.
Nobody died from COVID-19 in Illinois yesterday. That's the first time in 16 months the state has reported zero virus-related fatalities. Although new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have slowed in the last month, the Delta variant is spreading. The southwestern Illinois is seeing the effects. Illinois' western neighbor, Missouri, leads the nation in new COVID cases per capita, driven by the more contagious Delta variant. Some Illinois regions that border Missouri are seeing a spike in COVID. Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging unvaccinated Illinoisans to get their shots.
The Delta variant gets people sicker faster, and that's very disconcerting. But if you're vaccinated, you're very well protected.
Nearly 70% of Illinoisans 12 years and older who are eligible for a vaccine have had at least one dose. Chicago saw at least one COVID-19 death a day for 9 months. Now it's breaking that streak. There were 4 days in June without a death from COVID. Chicago Public Health Commissioner Allison Arwady says vaccinations are preventing deaths.
And in the month of May, for example, 99.2% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. were in people who were not fully vaccinated, and 99.9% of the hospitalizations across the whole U.S. For COVID were in people who were not fully vaccinated.
Dr. Arwady suggests all unvaccinated people should get their first doses as soon as possible. There's word Chicago and Illinois State Police are investigating after reports of officers shot near the 22nd Police District headquarters. According to media reports, this is near I-57 in the Southside Morgan Park neighborhood. Several streets are closed in that area. A Cook County judge has ordered an Iowa man held on $10,000 bond after Chicago police found a rifle with a laser sight and ammunition on the windowsill of a hotel room that overlooks a Lake Michigan beach and Navy Pier. Authorities say a member of the cleaning staff at the W Hotel told police Sunday they observed the weaponry in the room occupied by 32-year-old Keegan Castile. The University of Illinois Flash Index for June measured the state's economy at 106 even. That's up almost a full point from May and up nearly 13 points from a year ago during the early months of the pandemic. The Flash Index is based on Illinois tax receipts. U of I economist Fred Gertz says those receipts have risen sharply in recent months.
And for the three major taxes, the income tax, the corporate tax, and the sales tax, it was higher than last year, which is not surprising because of the pandemic, but it's even higher than the year before. So we seem to have come back very strongly.
Gertz says Illinois is currently bolstered by federal stimulus funding, and the state economic growth could slow once the funding ends. Weather today, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 88, cooler by the lake, scattered rain tonight and a low of 64. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.